Fred Gemara Uminayan Shaf Bishtar. How do we know you could marry your wife by writing down a piece of paper, Rea Mukadeshusli, and you give her over with a shtar? How do we know this? So the Gemara first says Vadinu, really it's a Svara. Uma Kesev Shain Moitzi. Machnis Madach money. You cannot get rid of your wife with money. You can't give her a get with money. Still you could marry her with money. So shtar, Shomaitziya, shtar you can write a get and get rid of them. Ain't no din shemachnis. Isn't it a svar for sure? You can make a shtar to be kind at the beginning to marry her. Verse says no. Mala kesef shekain boidim by hegdish umaisa sheni. Money has a special mila to it. With money you can be paid the hegdish umaisa sheni. If you don't want to eat the person in Yerushalayim, you can be paid the ksei to kedusha off the person, put it onto money. So money has a special mila that money could be paid. Teyama b'shtar shein poidim by hegdish umaisa sheni. But with the shtar, you cannot be poyed to the gdusha of hegdish or of ma'aseh sheni. Still, the pasuk says, "V'nosa na'kesa v'komloi." We darshin. You give the money v'komloi. Omakro. So it says, but by pigeons only kesef and not shtar. Since though maybe only kesef could make kedushin, but maybe not shtar. Maybe with shtar, you cannot marry off your wife. So Mora says, Omakro. The pasuk says, "V'yotz of ha'isa." There's a hekesh of the yotze going out of gittin to the hoysa to getting married. So makish havayil yitziya. There's a famous hekesh here. We have this a lot of halachis. We learn out havayim is getting married li yitziya from going out. Ma yitziya b'shtar. Just like when you get rid of your wife, it's with a shtar with a get. Af havayin nami b'shtar. The same way when you get married at the beginning, it's also through a shtar. For the gemara v'akish nami yitziya levaya. So why don't we make the hekesh backwards then? Gittin to kedushin and say maha vaya bekesef. Just like if you first marry your wife with kesef, af yitzia bekesef. Maybe at the end you should be able to give a get to get rid of your wife with kesef. Like once you have this hekesh now, v'yotz of ha'isam, maybe you should be able to pay off your wife. Rabbi says no. Yomru kesef machnes kesef moitzi. You can't say the same thing. Money should be able to bring you in and take you out. Because Senega, Yasek, Tager, it's not a swear to say something a Senega, something that was good at the beginning, that brought you in together, now Kateger should become the enemy. We don't say that. The same thing can't be both. So it's a swear to say that Kesef cannot do two things. But the Mori Hochi, if so, Shtar Nami? Should be the same question against the Shtar. Yomru Shtar Moitzi, Shtar Machnes, Tager, Yasek, Senegar. How could it be that a Shtar that you get married with, you could also use a shtar to get rid of her? It's like ain kategor nasis neger. You can't have a kategor, a friend, later become an enemy. So Gemara says no. Mili the high shtar with the chud, the mili the high shtar with the chud. The two shtars are two different shtars. It's not called the same piece of paper. One has written inside a reyat mekudeshesli. One has written inside a reyat muteres lechol adam. So they're like two different shtars. Therefore, it's not a question of a kategor becoming a neger. But the Gemara hachinami hakas lechud hakas lechud. You're not marrying her with the same coin. True, maybe if you set aside that coin, you married her with a quarter. So the same quarter she had hanging on the wall. Now when you want to give her a get, you take off that quarter off the wall and give it to her. True, then you'll be right. You can't use that quarter to give it to her for a get. But the mal, that money is lost already. If you want to give her new money now, you're paying her off new money. Stamus, much more money else you have to pay her now. You're paying her off more money, different money. So it's different money also. Once you say money is different. Tomorrow says, no, tiva miyuchadu. All money is the same tiva, the same currency. A coin is always a coin. This quarter, that quarter doesn't make a difference. It's called you married her with a quarter, and you're getting rid of her with a quarter. It's the same thing. Quarter, dime, don't make a difference. It's all called money. By shtaris, a shtar means a paper. It depends what's written inside it. It's a different shtar altogether. But money is called the same thing. Therefore, it's a svara to say that even though there's a hekish, but you can't give a get through money. Rav says, oh, my quote, Apostle says, because of law. You have to write to her. So we dash in, v'ksiva miskareshes, v'yena miskareshes v'kesef. That's the Apostle. The gittin is only through a shtar, through a ksiva, not through money. For the Gemara, v'yema v'ksiva miskareshes, v'yena miskadeshes v'ksiva. So Mabizoy, make the same zeresh over the other way then. Maybe only ksiva helps for get, and does not help for kedushin. Maybe the apostate here to say you cannot have a shtar for kedushin. So when it says so, ksiv yotzav oisa, there's a makish, there's a hekish. It's more good, but there's also a svar to say that gittin has shtar over kedushin. So my rayas, what's the svara say one way more than the other way? Like you're telling me now, shtar helps for kedushin, but does not forget in why? Someone says, mistavra koyi begerushin mamayin gerushin. This pasuk that says v'yotz of a hoisa, the because of law, it's talking about gerushin. So the pasuk says because of law, you should have a ksiva. It's saying gerushin is only through ksiva, not through something else. The koyi begerushin mamayin kedushin, that you don't say. But talking about gerushin, you want to say now only gerushin has a ksiva. But kedushin does not have a ksiva, that you don't say. So therefore, we would rather say makish havayil itziyam, that just like by Yisiyah there is a shtar, who had in kedushin could also have a shtar. All right, stop here. Again, get out the shtar. How do we know you can mekadesh with? How do you know you can mekadesh with the shtar? So it came out. It's a svari. Learn it out that makish havayil itziyam. Just like by Yitzia, by Gershin, you do it with a shtar, the same thing Kedushin also is with a shtar. Yeah. Then there's more we hold by is Rav Omar. Rav Omar, Omar Krova, Kosav law, that the Ksivim is Kareshes, V'yenim is Kareshes, the Kesef. The Shalom was, how do we know that you can't use Kesef for Gershin? So the Pasuk says, the Kosav law. You have to write to her again, so with Dashim, the Ksivim is Kareshes, V'yenim is Kareshes, the Kesef. Samara says, V'yema, let's make a drosha. V'ksiva miskareshes, V'yena miskareshes, V'yena miskadeshes v'ksiva. If the pasuk says, V'kosav law, so we're saying now, a get is through ksiva, so maybe make the drosha that kedushin is not through a ksiva. So maybe the pasuk is teaching us, you cannot be mekadesh your wife with a shtar. Samara says, no, ho ksiva yotzav oisa, makish, but we have that hekish, of Yitziyah to Avaya, that the halachas that apply by Gerushin apply to Kedushin also. So that's a svara to say that a shtar should apply to Kedushin. Samara says, if so, though, Marayas, like there's one postik saying, Havaya Yitziyah, learn out one from the other. And there is this postik of the Kosav law telling us no, Ksiva helps by Get and does not help someplace else. So why don't we say it means that you cannot have a shtar by Kedushin? Samara says, Mistava, the svar is koi begershin. If we're talking about gershin, this postik of the kosav law is talking about via get. So it's a svar to say, memayat gershin. We are memayat alochin gershin to teach us we could only have a get through a shtar and not through money. That's what the postik means. The kosav law, beksiva miskareshes, but vienu miskareshes bekesef. But koyi begershin, if we're talking, this pasuk is talking about the halachas of get, or memayit kedushin, you want it to memayit halach of kedushin, that we do not say. So therefore the pasuk, the kosav law is teaching us that ksiva helps by get and not money. What about by kedushin? This pasuk is not talking about by kedushin. But how do we know kedushin also helps the shtar? So that's the svara with the makish havayi l'itziya. Is doa hekish havayi l'itziya, just like by itziya a shtar helps, by kedushin also a shtar helps. Now the Gemara asked all the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the apagle lehai kro ledrosha achrino, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we have the Gemara given that he says from the pasuk the kosav law, he learns out that you have to be megarish with a seifa and not a balchai and not a behema. He learns out from this pasuk that the get cannot be written on an animal or not on a eichel, not on food. So he used this pasuk for something else. If so, she'ena miskareshes bekesef minolei. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does he know to say that get is only through a shtar and not through money? He used the pasuk with kosav law for different halacha. That the get, when you do write a shtar, it cannot be on a balchai. So how does he know though that money is no good? So the Moran says, Omar Kro, he also agrees, the Pasuk says, Sefer Krisus, that by get you have to write a Sefer, a book like a writing, that is Koros, that cuts you off. So we darshan Sefer Koroso, V'yein Dovracha Koroso. How could you get rid of your wife? Only through a Sefer, through a Ksiva, through a get, and not through a Dovracha. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, Hai Krisus Mayavdilei, the Rabbonin that used this Rosha from the word V'kosav law. That the ksiva miskareshes, and not through something else. So what do they do with the word of sefer krisus? Like it's extra. What do we dash from the word sefer krisus? So Gemara says, mi boyele, the Rabbanim need it like this. Ledover hakeres beino lebeino. They learn out what is considered a good get, A good get is if you're cut off from her. You don't have any more ties with her. You have to be kares, cut off between you and her. What does that mean? That if you make a condition in the get, it has to be a condition that there's going to come a time that the condition won't apply anymore. Kiratanya, like we learned. If a man gives the get to his wife and says, here's your get, but a condition that you're not able to drink wine. In other words, if you do drink wine, the get is bottled. I'm making a condition that you can never go to your father's house. And if you do go to your father's house, the get is bottled. So it comes out from now to the rest of her life, she still has a tie to her husband that she's not allowed to go to her father's house. So ain't zekrisis. That get is not called a good get. Since the condition is tied onto her the rest of her life, that's not called a krisis. You're not cut off from your husband. You still have certain conditions with him. That's not considered a good get. But what's going to be kol shloishim yoim? Really, it's lav dafka 30 days. It just means if there'll be a time limit, though. There'll come the time when that time's over. Then she's a free person. She has no more ties to her husband. Then her raise a krisis. That is considered then a good get. So that's what the Rabbanan do from this pasuk of his safer krisis. Now the Gemara asks, if so, for Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know this Rosha then? He uses safer krisis to teach us with a get and not with money. So how does he know if you make a get with these types of conditions that the get is no good? So Gemara answers, Mikoras krisis konafkale. The pasuk could have said safer koras. Why does it say a Lashon plural of safer krisis? So with the extra like vav and sus, the extra vav from krisus, he learns the extra yud and the extra vav, he learns out two things. That first of all, only shtar is kuris and not money. And secondly, krisus means you're tied, you're cut off from your wife, you have no more ties, she has no more ties to you. And lafuke, if she has a condition that's going to be with her the rest of her life, that's not called krisus, the get is no good. For Rabbonin, now what did Rabbonin do with this extra word of krisus? Like, why didn't the Torah just write Sefer Koras? Why does it write Krisus? So my answer is, Rabbon and Koras, Krisus le'mashmalu. They do not make this drasha. From them, the same way the Torah could have said Koras, it says Krisus. They learn that's not extra. Like, that's Urcha the Kroh. That's the way the Torah writes. So therefore, Rabbon only has one drasha from Sefer Krisus that has to be without conditions, loylam. How do they know get and not money? That's from a cost of law, the ksiva miskareshes, v'yena miskareshes b'kesef. So far we're coming out now, we have sukkim limudim for the, shtar is not limudim, shtar is the hekish, but we have limudim for the three halachas of the Mishnah, that eisha niknes b'gimel drachim, b'kesef b'shtarim b'biya. So the kesef we have sukkim, b'biya we have a posik of bo'ala, and for shtar we have this posik of makesh havayi l'yitziya. Now the Gemara asks the question, true, choda mechoda layasya. Like one kinyan, each one by itself, you can't learn out. Like each one of these cases, the Gemara wanted to learn out in Svara, without a pasuk that there's a kinyan kesef, there's a kinyan shtar, there's a kinyan beer. Gemara says no. Separately, you can't learn out. But the Gemara asks now, teisei choda mitarti. Learn out one kinyan from two. In other words, out of the three kinyanim, one of them does not have to say in the Torah. Let the Torah just write two of them, and then the third one I would learn out from the other two. So Gemara says, let's see. Hi, Taisi, which one should we learn out from? If you want to tell me, the Torah should not write down shtar, we should not need the hekish of makash of ayalitziya. And v'teisa mihanach, I'll learn it out. If you tell me you can marry your wife with kesef, or with bia, I would automatically know you could also use a shtar. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you it's not true, you won't be able to learn out one from the other. I'll tell you, Malahanach, Shekein Hanos and Meruba. Bia and Kesef, there's enjoyment involved. Money, she's getting money. And Bia, she's getting Bia, there's enjoyment involved. But maybe just to marry you with a shtar, you're not giving her any enjoyment, you can't learn out. So therefore, I cannot learn out shtar from the other two kinyon. Good. So shtar has to say. But now the opposite. Lo nichta rechamon b'bia. Maybe the Torah did not have to write the word of Bo'ala. Even without the word of Bo'ala, I would know a kinyon Bia should help. Why? V'teisi mehanach, let me learn out via from the other two kinyonim, kesef and shtar, like this. Malahanach, just like the other ones. Oh, no, the Moran says, no, you can't do that. Malahanach, the other two kinyonim, shtar and kesef, shekein kinyonon meruba. That the kinyon helps a lot of places. You could buy karka that way, you could buy other things that way. A Kenyan kesev and a Kenyan shtar, those are the famous two kinyonim that work all over. You could buy a field that way, you could buy a house that way. So therefore we understand why it helps by nisha also, you can marry your wife through a Kenyan of kesev or a Kenyan of shtar. But bia, that doesn't happen too often, by true, by yibam, by yivam, also is a Kenyan bia. But otherwise we don't have the Kenyan bia so much. So maybe I would not think that you could marry your wife through bia. That's why I need the Pasuk Bo'ala to teach me know Bia helps for Kedushin. Says, so Bia has to say. So good, the Gemara says the third one though. Lo nichta rachmona v'kesef. If so, we should not need the Pasuk, the Jerusha is kiyikach ishisha. We should not need the Jerusha that kesef is good for Kedushin. V'teisa mehanach, let me learn it out from Bia and from Shtar. So Gemara says no. Ma lahanach, the other two things, Bia and Shtar, sheken yeshnam ba'korcha. Those kinyonim help even by force. Mashenka and money, you can't do it by force. So Rashi learns Bakorcha means Biya Kaina Biyavama Bakorcha. There is a Kenyan Biya Vayavama, where the brother died, so the brother that's alive now has to be Miyabim, his brother's wife. He could do it by force. Vayavama is even Shlomi died without her Ritzoyna. So since Biya helps in a place of Bakorcha, that's why it helps by Kedushin also. The Chen Shtar, Moitzi Asisha Bakorcha mi Baila. That the husband, we have to write up the shtar to get, midiraisa, you could give it to her by force. Even though she has no rotzen for the get, still you could force her to accept the get. So therefore, shtar and bia have a milo that other places that kind of bakorcha. That's why these two kinyonim apply to marriage also. Mashenka and kesef, there's nowhere that you could force a kinyon of money. Money is only if the person that receives it accepts it from ritzoyna, his will. So maybe you can't marry your wife with kesef. That's why I need the posik of kesef. So Mari asks, no, the chitem, maybe you'll tell me though, kesef nam, even the kinyon of kesef also, ba'akocho, there is a place where you could use the kinyon money by force. Biyom of Ria, by an om of Ria, when you buy a maid. So Rashi learns, bom of Ria, ba'akocho, shavia moichwa shalemi daita, that the father could sell his daughter shalemi daita. Even though the daughter, she's under 12 years old, she does not want to be sold for a maid, still the father has the right to sell her. And the kinyan there is with kesef. So we see there is a kinyan kesef by korcha by force. Sumara says, no, the isha smil yashkechon. But we don't find the kinyan kesef by force when it pertains to halacha of ishas. It's omar ri, it's not ishas, that's working. Mashenken over here, gerishin, that has to do with ishas. And yibum has to do with ishas. So the kinyan of Bia and Shtar, we find Bakorcha by force, even by Alachas of Ishus. Maybe that's why it helps to make Kedushin. But Kesef that we don't find by force, if by Ishus at least, maybe it can't help. Mitais asked the question, but the time doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. If Omav Riyah means the father sells her by force, the question is, why is that called by force? The Lacher is the father, he's the Bailim. He's the one that has a right to sell his daughter. Just like a father can marry off his daughter, Shalemi Daita. We don't say that's called Bakorcha, because when the father does it, he's the owner. So if he has Rutsin to do it, that's called Midaita, that should not be called by force. As Rashi learns, by force here means the father could sell his daughter by force. So Rabbeinu Tam asks the question, that's not called by force. Since the owner of the daughter is the father, and the father is doing him his das, so that should be called midaitoi. So Rabbi Natan learns pshat ochi poruch. Kesev asya biyom ba'korcha means going shodon miyayid esavriya bekesev mikonosai ba'korcha shalav. Like we'll learn on later. The lachor is when you buy an om of riya, the odin has a right to marry her, and even by force of the father. Even though the father does not want his daughter to get married to the master, still the master has a right ba'korcha the father to have kedushin with his maid. And the Lach, we'll see sugyas later on, a few tests about this. That the money that the master paid the father to buy the Om of Riyah, that money becomes the Kesef of Kedushin. So that's called Bar Korcha. That's a little shreya what the Gemara Teretz is though then. So what's the Gemara Teretz is? Babi Ishus Mil Ashkechon. So Toys asked the question on himself. So this would not be mashma so much like Rabbein Atam. Because then what's the Gemara Teretz? Bishus Le Ashkechon. There's Ishus Bayid. So the Gemara means to say that the tchilas of the kinyan over there is not ishus, the tchilas of the kinyan is avdus, that you're buying the maid. So when you pay the money, you're paying for your maid. even though later on it could be Kedusha Makorchom, but the money Metchila was given for an Amos, for work, and not for Rishis. So Kitzur, that's the Gemara's Maskana. We can't learn out one from the other. Therefore, we have to have three separately mudim, that there's a Kenyan Kesef by Kedushin, Shtar by Kedushin, and Biyah by Kedushin. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Yishino Chupa Koine Mikal V'Choyma. He holds Chupa, like not only could it make Nisuyin, but it could even make Kedushin. If you want to stop make Kedushin with Chupa, he holds as good. And he has a Kal V'Choyma. Oma Kesef Shayna Maichel B'Truma, Mada Kesef. Which is not Maichel B'Truma, which means a Kohen, if he marries his wife with Kedushin, with Kesef, and she's a Bas Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma yet. Still, Koine, Ma Kesef Sheina Maichel B'Truma, Koine, still Kesef helps for Kedushin. If Chupa, when the Kohen makes Nesuyah, makes Chupa with his wife, then Shemachelas B'Truma, then she is allowed to eat Truma. So you see, Chupa is a stronger Kenyan, is Eino Din Shetikna. Isn't it a Svara that Chupa should be able to make Kedushin? Like if Kesef could make Kedushin, for sure Chupa should be able to make Kedushin. So Gemara says, no, that's not a Kal V'Choyma. The Kesef Eino Maichel, is that true what you're saying? That when a Kohen marries his wife, makes Kedushin with Kesef, Midiraisi should not allow to eat Truma, is that true? No, she is allowed to. V'yom Ulula says, when a Kohen marries his wife, even though she's only with Kedushin, Midiraisa, she is allowed to eat Truma now. Shenaman Apostolic says, the Kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasboy, when the Kohen buys his wife, which means kinyan kasboy. Fahai kinyan kasboy, if he marries her with Kedushin, when he pays the money, he makes Kedushin, that's called the kinyan kasboy. If so, with through Kesef, she could eat Truma. So what are you saying? But rather, Matam Amru, why is it true Midirabonin? We say she cannot eat Truma until they make Nisuyin. That's only Midirabonin. And what's the reason for that? O Matam Amru, Ein Vachel's Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. Shema Yimzog Alokois, Pavei Savia. Fetishkan Liachi Lachoisa. Like usually in Gemara's times, what they did was they made Kedusha now, and then your wife went home and lived by her father's house for another 12 months. Till she got all prepared, and then they made Nesuyin Chupa, and then she went to live with her husband. But after the Kedushin, she goes home to live still by her father's house. So true Midiraisa, she's allowed to eat Truma now because the Kohen, the husband, married her, but if she's going to take the Truma home with her, we're afraid she's going to give it to her father, she's going to give it to her brother, to her sister, and they're only Yisraelim. So therefore, Midrabbanan, we say that Kol Zaman, the wife, does not have Nesuyin. She's not living with her husband, she cannot eat a Truma. But that's only Midrabbanan. But Midiraisa Kesef is as strong as Chupa. So therefore, there's no Kal V'Choyma. So we're going to say, Al-Parah Chokher, say like this better. Oma Kesef, Pircha means like, make the Kal V'Choyma this way. Oma Kesef, Shein Goymer. Koina, we know Kesef cannot make Nesuyin. Kesef could only make Kedushin. Like we know, when you marry your wife, it's interesting, there are like two types of Kinyonim. You make Kedushin Erisin, and then you make Nesuyin, that's the Gemara of the Kinyon. And the different halach is Midiraisa. Midiraisa, when could the husband be made from the Dorim by himself? That's after the Kinyon Nesuyin. Midiraisa, when does the husband Yashin his wife as his wife dies? Only after Nesuyin. The special halach is that after Nesuyin, that's when it's Nigma. So now, there are two types of Kinyonim. So we know Kesef can make the beginning, the Eris and the Kedushin. But Kesef cannot make Nesuyin. So Ma Kesef, Shein Goiner. Koiner can make the beginning, if so,